Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Dr. Jennifer Brown, a research scientist ethology with the Prairie Swine Center. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Brown.
Thank you, Bruce.
Research conducted by the Prairie Swine Center, the Ontario Veterinary College, and the University of Saskatchewan on behalf of Swine Innovation Pork has examined the risk factors for weaned piglet mortality during transport. First of all, what prompted this investigation, and what were the main goals of the effort?
We certainly do in Canada transport a lot of pigs at weaning, and then also as they go into finisher barns. And if you look at the scientific literature on transport, it's largely dominated by research on market pig transport. So there's actually very little good scientific information about weaned piglet transport on which to base our decisions. You know, we have a lot of transporters moving these pigs, but information to set up guidelines on how they should be transported was really lacking. So we felt we would try to gather more information and help to answer some questions.
Who was involved in this project, in what roles, and what did they bring to the table?
Right. So we had multiple partners, as you mentioned earlier. Yolande Seddon at the Western College of Vet Medicine, Terry O'Sullivan at Ontario Vet College at Guelph. We had a postdoctoral fellow, originally PhD and now postdoc, Hannah Golightly, based at the University of Guelph. And then we also had other partners and contributions from commercial transporters across the country. So a multi-partner and multidisciplinary study to look into this question.
Typically, how many weaned piglets are transported within Canada or from Canada to other destinations? What types of distances would be traveled, and over what durations?
Well, yeah, the numbers are very large. Certainly, if you look at Stats Canada, they don't actually break the numbers down by age category, so we can't really pull apart the weaned pigs from, say, grow-finish pigs that are transported. But we do know it's in the millions of pigs that are transported each year, both within Canada and live exports to the USA. So, we're talking about a lot of pigs that are transported here.
What are the risks associated with transport, and what types of numbers typically are seen in terms of mortality?
Right. I think everyone recognizes that transport is going to be a stressor for pigs, but then the weaner pig also, usually we're weaning them at the same time, so there's been some questions raised, is it make it worse because we're weaning them? That doesn't seem to be the case, but certainly, yeah, they are undergoing stress. They're being mixed for the first time often. There's the handling stress. And then also, you know, within Canada, we've got some specific challenges of the environment. And you know, while market pigs are more compromised by hot temperatures, I think our colder temperatures are maybe more of a challenge to the small wiener pig. So those are some of the questions we really are trying to get at. And then in terms of the numbers of mortality, certainly it's less than you would find in market pigs, where typically you would see, 0.1 or 0.2%, so one or two pigs per thousand. The numbers in wiener pigs are certainly much lower. They seem to be tolerating transport pretty well, and like I say, less susceptible to that heat stress. The average we're seeing is around 0.03%. So that's less than one pig in 3,000, basically. And most loads actually have no DOAs recorded, but the loads that do find them bring the average up to that roughly one in 3,000 pigs.
What were the key factors examined as part of this study?
The study that we're going to be presenting in Quebec at the Pork Show was actually a retrospective analysis. So we gathered transport records from commercial transporters. So we have 5 participating production companies across Canada, and they provided us with their records. So basically, the DOA numbers, piglets dead on arrival from over 6,000 transports over the last 4 years, and covering almost 7 million piglets in total that were transported. So we got those records. They're actually, you know, maybe some of the best source of data. It's very challenging work to do if you're actually going to follow load by load. And certainly in COVID, that wasn't, we were kind of limited in our ability to actually go on transport loads. But the retrospective data is actually, you know, very powerful in terms of analysis. And so we were looking at that data to see if we could pull out, you know, what significant factors were influencing death losses on those transports.
What were the key findings?
Well, basically, we've done a preliminary analysis. Hannah Goldlightly, the postdoc, is still working on the analysis, but comparing different trailer types, certainly there were some potbelly trailers, flat deck trailers, and other designs of trailers. So her data show that the pot trailers were having poorer performance than the flat deck in terms of death losses. The longer trips with multiple pickups were having higher death losses. So that's not too surprising. One interesting result she's had so far is that the cooler temperatures, so January and February with the temperatures below zero, had the highest mortality, whereas some previous published data showed that, you know, higher temperatures were more of a challenge. But I think that would be say, in the U.S. or other countries where they don't have as cold a temperatures, and so maybe not as challenging conditions as we might have in our Canadian winter. So that's the significant early findings, and she's continuing on with that analysis.
What is the significance of these findings and why?
Right. Well, you know, it suggests certainly not too surprising that, you know, some of our trailer designs might be causing greater challenge to pigs, and we are actually going ahead and now collecting more data on specific trailer compartments, because we know within a trailer, certainly there's some compartments that are more challenging than others. So we'd like to pull that apart. And then once we see compartment differences, then those conditions can help point to improvements in trailer design. And then in terms of longer trips, well, if the challenge is due to the climate, then again, that points to different interventions that we could introduce in the trailer to forced ventilation to maintain a better trailer conditions.
How will information gathered through this study be used and by whom?
Right. Well, certainly this is helping to define our best practice for transporting wiener pigs. So it's going to suggest to transporters, you know, where they can improve their practices, where we could improve the trailer designs, and then what the optimal temperatures would be for wiener pigs during transport. So it's also going to help us a lot with potential regulations around wiener transport, because certainly they are quite different from our market pigs. So we could work with CFIA on identifying, say, some specific practices around wiener pigs, and then, of course, designing future work to continue to improve these practices.
What will be happening next?
Right. Well, we're going to continue to analyze the data. So we've found some main factors that are influencing the DOA rate. So now we're going to look into more modeling and looking at the interactions. Say, you know, what is the interaction between trailer type and temperature? So, you know, are there some trailers that, you know, if you go on a long trip, it's going to be more challenging for the pigs? And then also, you know, interactions between the, say, the trip duration and the temperature that the pigs are exposed to, so we can, you know, get a little bit more depth in our understanding of this data set. We're also acquiring another data set, specifically looking at wiener transports in the East, and that's some very good data that we'll be, again, looking at and asking some of these questions about the impacts of season and different trailer designs. And we would like to look more specifically, as I said, on about the effects of different trailer compartments, and then also look at space allowance, because certainly we've got some guidelines on space allowance for wiener pigs, but we really don't have a lot of scientific data to guide us on what's the best space allowance for this age group.
And is there anything you would like to add?
I'd like to thank our collaborators, so the production companies who have shared their data, because, this gives us a large database and a large number of transports to follow. And as I said, it's very difficult to do hands-on research, and having this kind of information is essential to understanding what's the best practice for transporting wiener pigs.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bruce.
Our guest has been Dr. Jennifer Brown, a research scientist ethology with the Prairie Swine Center. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.